Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online, and it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And you know we do nothing but give you nothing but crack, baby. And come to think of it, we're going to have your man, Joey Crack, in the building. Fat Joe will be live with us, along with Murder Mook. And also Sky Zoo, man. We going in tonight. We all the way turned up. And we got a hot or not by your man, Rudy Moose, man, featuring Bone Thugs and Harmony, man. It's going down tonight. So you need to turn up your amps, turn up your speakers, and get turned up, man, with us, man. We all the way turned up on Lush Radio Online. Shout out to our sponsors, Diverse Media Group, LLC, and E2K Magazine, man. We here. Let's go, baby. You know what I mean? We definitely doing nothing but giving y'all that ear crack on Lush Radio Online. So y'all need to stay tuned because we're giving you nothing but that fire, baby. Y'all already know what it is, but I'm going to go ahead and get turned up with you guys, man. Shout out to everybody that stays tuned with us. We had the wonderful Maya B yesterday on Street Queens The Movement. She was so wonderful live on the show. We want to thank all our guests through the week because it's going down tonight. You know what I mean? And I always got the hottest co-host in the building, and they always rock it out with me. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines for my boy, Future Guru, 100 representing in the Irvington, New Jersey area. Hey, yo, what up, my dude? Tell the people what's cracking.
Nah, Jersey in the building all day, and shout out to Lush Radio Online, and shout out to Cookie, for real. Shout out to Ebony, and everybody that's on Twitter going live. I'm live already. I tweeted Cookie put the hotline in effect, you know, let me know to get to work. We work, man, every day. We at work. So shout out to Cookies, put me to work. What up, Lush?
Ain't nothing much, man.
Matter of fact, Murder Mook just put me out there on Twitter, said let's do it. So shout out to Murder Mook. Word up. He know we live already on Twitter. Yep.
That's what it is, man. To let y'all know, man, we got Joey Crack live in the building. Fat Joe.
Oh, yeah.
World famous going to be live in the building with us. Murder Mook, Sky Zoo, we here. You already know what it is, man. We live on Lush Radio Online. Let me bring on my other beautiful co-host. What up, Ebony? What's good?
What's good? What's good, y'all?
Yo, hey, Ebony from the West Coast.
Digging in the scene on the gangster lane, man.
West Coast. I like how I say West Coast. Damn. I'm just like, y'all can go in.
Google, let me check on the line because I think we might have Joey on there. Let me see if we got Joey Crack on the line with us real quick, man. Caller from the 917. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, my dude?
What's up, baby? What's poppin'?
Oh, that's the voice.
Is this Joey Crack on the line?
Yeah, we're going to go in.
Yeah,
right now.
What's good? What's good?
Hey, nothing good much, right, man. Yo, it's an honor to have you on the show. Let me go ahead and give you some love, man.
Yeah. Put it together. Yeah.
I got to pull a Jay-Z. You're far too kind. You're far too kind.
Yo, we had to show you some love, Joey, man, because you know you're doing your thing, man, for real. Seriously.
Thank you so much, man. You know, I just love to make music. That's what it's all about. People don't understand at the end of the day, it's all about making great music. You know what I'm saying? And all that, the rest, the money's going to all come along. You just got to make great music and worry about making good music. And then from there, everything else is just going to fall in place.
That's what it is, man. I got both of my co-hosts, Future Guru representing in the Irvington, New Jersey area, and my girl, Ebony representing the California area, live in the building.
Wow. Let's go. Good to have you on. Good to have TS. Shout out to the whole TS in the Bronx, and shout out to our wonderful supporter from the Bronx, TDI NYC. I got to go ahead and keep it real. That we rep our real family, man. We got Bronx representing us on Lush Radio. Let's not forget that, too. So shout out to the TS and shout out to TDI NYC. Good to have you on, Fat Joe. Word. Good to have
you.
Hey, Joe, you got any shout outs
to the show?
You got any shout-outs before we get into it, Joe?
Well, you know me. We get into whatever, man. Just that album's coming out June 29th, The Dark Side. You know, I had to take it back to, you know, the essence. You know, I come from digging in the crates, underground hip-hop. So I just felt like, you know what I'm saying, enough with the pretty shit. I was just going to take it straight grimy, straight gritty and street. So we got everybody from Just Blaze to Primo, to Buck Wild, to Infamous, Graham Jones, Scoop DeVille, Street Runner. So I just took it. I took it in that zone right there. So, you know, it is what it is. If it ain't the dark side, I'll give you your money back.
Wow. Wow. Y'all heard that first from Joey Crack. He said, man, you heard that, man. You need to support that, man. And you got a birthday coming up too, man, on that 1/9 date, man, because my birthday is March 19th, man. That's a possible number, 19, dog.
Yeah. That's that Bill Clinton, Louis Farrakhan day. That Bill Clinton and that Farrakhan, you know, we miss J-Lo by a day. You know, some heavy hitters on that 19th, that August 19th right there, man.
Word up, you know what I'm saying? And nothing but blessing to you on that day, you know what I'm saying, when it come up. But, yeah, Joey, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, tell us, you know, how you got started into the whole industry and stuff, man. Because I know you was part of digging in the crates and stuff. And shout out to AG and everything, man. You know what I mean? Tell us about that whole movement and, you know, and tell us how you got started, man.
Well, you know, I was like a menace to society. You know, not rapper menace, a real menace to society, man. And I just basically ain't really care about nothing. And my man Diamond D, because I come from the projects, Fars Projects, where Diamond D, Showbiz, Finesse, all of us was basically from these projects, except for AG. And Big L was from Harlem. And OC came later, he was from Brooklyn. But all of us was from the same block, so, you know, I was tearing up the blocks and all that. And my man Diamond D pulled me over and said, yo, Joe, man, you know, you're going to get killed out here or something, man. Why don't you just switch up your energy from doing all this wild stuff and turn it into music, get aggressive in the music. And he took me to the studio. Basically, I owe everything to Diamond D. So he took me to the studio, paid for studio time. And, you know, we started banging out joints. And my first joint I banged out was the Flow Joe, You Gotta Flow. And that was a radio promo for Red Alert. Then Chris Lighty and Violator and Relativity came to see me up in the Bronx. And they was like, yo, we want to sign you. You're going to be a rapper. And my life changed ever since then. Ever since then, you know, I stopped doing the dumb stuff. And I stopped hustling. I stopped doing, you know, everything I was doing out there. And I just said, listen, man, I'm going to focus all my energy, all my dedication to making it in this music business. And that's what I did, thank God.
That's what it is. And God bless you on that, for real, Joey, man, doing your thing, man. You definitely put, you know, a lot of, you know, the Hispanic market and just, you know, took and laid your imprint on the music industry and, you know, creating a whole in a businessman at that. And that Flo Jo actually hit Billboard. Hottest rap single.
Joint
was actually
hottest
rap single, for real.
Yeah.
You know.
That Flo Jo hit that number one rap single, you know?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know, hit that number one rap single on Billboard, and you know, record saved my life, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that. All for rap music.
It is, man. And tell us, you know, when you was dealing with the whole music industry, you started your own entity with the whole Terror Squad, being the CEO and everything. Tell us what made you decide to whole, you know, do that whole situation.
It was really Biggie and Puffy. You know what I'm saying? I knew Puff when he had nothing. I seen Biggie basically when he had nothing too. He just had a gift of lyrics. You know what I'm saying? So I watched how that happened right in my face, you know, and so you know, when I met Pun coming out the bodega in the Bronx, he started rhyming. I knew he was the most amazing rapper in the world. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, like, I'm real hip hop. Like, you know, I don't want to sound older you, but I was there when, you know, Biz Markie brought out Big Daddy Kane. I was there when Jazz O brought out Jay-Z. I was there when Lord Finesse brought out Big L. I brought out Big Fun. So I was at these places when I seen these guys make their first mark in the game. So when I heard Big Fun in that bodega, I knew nobody was nicer. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, yo, I watched Puff do it. Why can't I do it? So that's when we formed the Terror Squad as a rap group. Before a rap group, we was just, you know, niggas in the street getting it in, you know? So it was like, you know, only natural, and the rest was history, man. I knew what we had to do. We had to make big records. You know, I was cool. I was content with being an underground rapper, just Kill Your Mother records, you know, Army Fatigue, Don Carter Genius. And then, you know, when Pun passed away, I had got so used to the money that, you know what I'm saying, I knew if I wanted to live this same lifestyle, I had to make big, big records, like a What's Love, like a We Thug It. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I progressed to that. Had Pun never passed, I would have still been making underground music and never would have made a song, probably a hit record, to be honest with you.
That's right there, you know. But you definitely doing your thing, Joe. You know, we definitely support what you got going on. I put all my co-hosts over here, you know, out there, and we'll ask the question, and we're going to open the lines for the callers in a second. All right, Joe? All right?
All right, let's do it.
All right, Ebony, you got a question for Joe?
Yes, how you doing, Joey Crack?
What's up, Ab?
Okay, my question to you is, let our listeners know how, what in your hood still in the projects you can go around out there without any security or bodyguards or what have you. So let our listeners know how important it is to stay true to, you know, where you come from.
First of all, you can't forget where you come from. You know what I'm saying? Part two is I'm very different from a lot of rappers because, you know, I really ran my hood. Not ran it, like dominated my hood, like king. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of rappers, they don't, you know, they don't live what they rap about. So when they come out and they start talking about they gangsters and they killers and all that, the problem is when they can't go back to their hood, because when they come back to their hood, people remember they were the delivery boy for Papa John's. They wasn't delivering no coke, no nothing. So all the tough guys start extorting these guys. These guys can't even come back to their neighborhood. With me, my neighborhood is cemented in stone. Like, yo, this dude's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So they got to respect that. Another thing about that is I've always been community minded, like, you know, giving back to the schools, computers, going to talk to kids, you know, just caring about where I come from, you know what I'm saying, and showing the young kids that, yo, listen, I grew up in welfare, I had nothing, I made it, you can make it as well. It just takes a lot of hard work and determination.
That's what it is, man. We're live right now with Joey Crack, man. Lean back, baby. We live in the building, man. Y'all better look out for the dark side. It's crazy right now, man. It's nothing but crack, baby. It's the name, Joey Crack. But we're going to throw it to my boy out there in Irvington, New Jersey. Guru, you got a question for Joey?
Yeah. Now, I just want to just everybody that's listening, you know, just call and, you know, just show some love tonight because, you know, with the era that he's talking about, I'm just going to keep it 100 with him. You know, I'm in here for business, like, and just, you know, supporting everything he do. But, like, what we do, like, for the new artists, man, it's real much of a blessing left to have you on here. So my thing is, I'm going to ask you about the Big L, like, the era that you was doing it, I was doing and coming up, because that's what I really think rap should be at. So, like, them that we promotion company. We promotion company, Lush Radio Online. We do it all like that. So I don't want to promote nothing that's not looking to stand behind anything that's whack, but we're not doing that. So being that I know where hip-hop should be at and my standpoint, I just want to ask you, about that era that you know we should be at for New York NY. I'm a Jersey dude. I used to go to Franklin
Avenue.
I used to do all that when I was 12 years old.
Do we want the real?
The real might be discouraging.
The real might be discouraging.
Nah, this is online. We talking to Germany, UK.
Yeah, but you're not listening. You're not listening. Do you want the real? The real might be discouraging.
Nah, we only got to have the real. This is a 100 show.
All right, so basically the way the game is, right, it really ain't no hip-hop culture, right? The stuff that we know about hip-hop culture is a thing of the past unless we keep it real through internet radio, keep it real through mixtapes, keep it real through the internet. Because other than that, when you go to radio, right, when you go to radio, you might want to – everybody wants to make – Big L Records. Everybody wants to make OC's Time's Up. Everybody wants to make, you know what I'm saying, those hardcore gangstar records and all that. But the radio refuses to play that kind of music because the people who listen to the radio are the girls. So they need you to cater to the girls. So no matter how ill and how crazy it is, how ill your favorite rapper is, he got to make a certain kind of record in order to get played on radio. You understand what I'm saying? So it's fucked up the way the hip-hop culture is now because it's really not a lane for a nigga to spit Murder Mook, Head Ice, all these niggas to spit that shit. It ain't really a lane for them. You know what I'm saying? And believe it or not, New York, you know, radio is kind of blessed because they let the radio, they let the DJs kind of like play what they want, mix show. But when you go around the country, the radio stations, they give them a list now. So basically the DJs have become robots to where you got to play exactly what the boss tells you to play. Otherwise, we'll find another nigga to play the shit. You know what I'm saying? So what you're doing here is incredible and it's tremendous, but you got to keep it through the internet. You got to keep it through the underground, through the mixtapes, shit like that, because that's the only, that's as real hip-hop culture as you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not going to get a nigga spitting 1,000 bars over some Just Blaze Primo shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to get played 100 times a day on the radio.
That's real talk, that's serious. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line, Joey. We got a caller live from the 516. Caller from the 516. Address the guest. Also, make sure that you answer between 1 to 2 minutes. If not, we move on to the next person. 516 live on Lush Radio online. State your name and where you're calling from. You're live with Joey Craig, baby.
Hey, this is Jesse from Long Island. How you doing, Joe?
Yo, what's up, baby?
Craig. First of all, as a fellow Puerto Rican, I want to say thank you for doing it for all the Puerto Ricans, man. And I've been listening to you for a while, man, and you've had the best albums. Your last two albums were the best out. You're one of those rappers that have actually gotten better with each album you drop. And I wanted to ask you, are you following the battling scene at all right now? Like,
I love it. I love it. I love it. My favorite rapper, no disrespect, is Ice, nigga. Like, you know, that's my nigga right there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I watch him online all the time. He's a funny nigga.
So, wait. So, what's up with Cortez? Can
he... Oh, that nigga nice.
What? You got to
no.
do it for the Puerto Ricans, Joe.
No, listen. Cortez is nice. He's nice, and he, like, you know what I'm saying? He got Head Ice on that battle, even though Ice is my favorite rapper. Like,
you know,
I got caught up with the... You know, he's Puerto Rican. I want the Puerto Ricans to win, to shine, and all that. But Ice is my favorite rapper. So, you know, I was fucked up in the game because I'm, you know, I love Ice. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. You know, it's crazy. The battle rap scene is incredible, man. I love Goods from the Bronx. I love all of them, the Loaded Lux. I love T-Rex. You know, I watch these niggas all the time, man. It's real hip-hop.
I mean, who are you looking to pick up any of them, though? Can we see any new artists from you?
But you know, niggas got to make music, man, at the end of the day. The battle scene is great. Like, you know, if you got a pitcher who's good at curveballs, and got a good slider, but his fastball ain't too fast. So we're all, like, nice in certain categories. And not to disrespect the battle rappers, but I haven't heard too many battle rappers make hit records or great, great songs. You know what I'm saying? And that's not to criticize them at all, but, you know, they got to come with them songs to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? The battle rap scene, that's they shit, they lane. I love it. Funniest shit on earth. You know what I'm saying? But now we got to come with these records. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? What's going to really pay them bills is them records. So I'm waiting to see who's going to step up and come from the battle rap scene and really, really blow.
Wow. That's what it is. That's real talk right there, Joe. Question. What did it mean to you when you first stepped out the game with Represent, man? Tell us, you know, how that, you know, basically represent and how much that meant to you when you dropped that joint.
Well, for me, you know, it changed my life. Part two is I was just repping my hood. Like I said, you know, going to Manhattan, I'm from the Bronx. Going to Manhattan was like going to Asia. You know what I'm saying? Like, we never left the block. So I was representing the four corners and our struggle and all the shit we was going through in the Bronx and in our block. You know what I'm saying? That's for one. For two is I knew they had never seen a Spanish cat like me. You know what I'm saying? Because if you go back to hip-hop from day one, you know, they had, you know, the break dancers. A lot of them was Puerto Rican and the graffiti writers and not too many rappers. You had Tito, you had Ruby D, you had a couple of them. But in my era when I was coming up, you know, they never seen a Puerto Rican nigga with a half moon with 100 niggas standing behind him going, you got a flow, Joe. So I knew that was automatically going to fuck niggas' heads up. You know what I'm saying? So I was just, like, really, really excited to rep.
That's real talk right there. If you're just tuning in right now, we got the one and only Fat Joe, Joey Crack, live in the building, man. CEO of Terror Squad, and he's definitely dropping the jewels for the people, man. So make sure you get your pens and your pad and look out for that dark side. You already know what it is. And we got a caller from the 347, you're live on Lush Radio Online. Make sure you state your name and where you're calling from, baby. What's up? 347, you're live in the building with Joe.
Yo.
Righty then. Joe, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. 347, you there? Okay, all right. I told you I passed, man. Y'all got 1 to 2 minutes to say something. If you don't, I'm moving on to the next person. Make sure you press one, baby. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my co-host, Ebony. Ebony, you got a question for Joey.
Yes, I do. Okay, so you said about that you're giving back to the neighborhood and you stay true to your neighborhood. So what organizations have you started or funded?
Well, I ain't really, like, do organized, like an organization. I've done it, you know, just personally. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
You know, I give back personally. You know what I'm saying? And, like, next week we're going to school in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, to talk to these kids and spy them. We just did a school in Jersey where the whole fucking class got left back, the whole school.
Wow.
The whole entire school got left back in Jersey, in Newark. So I went over there and I talked to the kids, and it's mostly Latinos. I talked to them. They wrote like 50 letters in the crowd like, wow, I didn't know. I never knew a Latino could, you know, come from nothing. Could, you know, you inspired me, Joe. And according to the teachers, they're doing very, very much better. You know, so we try to do shit, you know, just, you know, we try to do shit firsthand, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Oh, real quick, Joey, I got one of our supporters that's definitely in the chat room right now. His name is Genius One. He says, shout out to Joey. He always loves you because you're keeping it real all the time, and he appreciates how you stay true to yourself and what you believe in, and he would love to see a Digging in the Crates reunion on record.
Yeah, we always say that, man. I'm tired of these. I try to call them all the time and tell them, let's rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Digging in the Crates is my family. That's my true hip-hop family. I love them. I was just up at Finesse's birthday. It was crazy. Him, Rakim, Showbiz is there, AGOC, the whole Digging in the Crates crew is there. We're family for life. They're legends. They're incredible. I want to see the album. Me, man. I want to see the album. I want to do the album. Because somebody call AG, call OC, call Buck Wow, call somebody.
Well, maybe we're going to have to do that. Maybe we're going to have to press them out to make that happen. We're going to have to do a Lush Radio exclusive and kind of like, you know, jag on their leg. Please, let's get this done.
I think hip-hop needs it, man. I think hip-hop really, really needs it.
Yo, if you guys do that, that's going to be like historical. That's going to be like crazy, man. Like, that's going to be crazy right there if you do that. Real.
Listen, I want to do it. The problem is, yeah, I'm the biggest guy to come out of Digging in the Crates. And at one time, I was the worst one out of the crew. I wasn't as nice as any of them. But the point is, boy, am I the guy who really wants to make this album happen. I think hip-hop needs it. I think it'll be stupid dope. I think it'll be dope for me. You know what I'm saying? I also feel like when we did the last albums, I wasn't as nice as everybody. So now this might be my time to shine. You know what? Fight Dog started getting nicer than Q-Tip. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might be my time to shine. I'm like, come on, let's do it, man. Because y'all been killing me for years.
Wow. That's real talk right there. And people in the chat room are going crazy right now. History Entertainment, Miss Millie out of the DMV says, shout out to you, Joey, for doing what you do. Jesse Narekin says, thank you for always dedicating and doing all those dedications to Pun, and also shout out for everything that you're doing out there for the Latino community. And we also have Hellraiser. He says, shout out to Joey Crack. You doing your thing, boy. You doing your thing. So those are your shout outs in chat room.
It's all love, man. I got love for the people. It's all about the love, man, and I appreciate it, man. People don't understand, man. I do it for the people. I would be a liar if I told you I don't care what they think or what they say. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. When I make my music, I be like, damn, is my biggest critic going to not like it? Is they going to like it? So you know what I'm saying? That's how I make my music, man. It's for the people.
That's what it is. And I definitely got to shout out this wonderful person that I love to death, my sister from another mother, Emma, for actually providing this and getting this interview for us exclusively. Like, we truly appreciate her. You know, I saw some throwback pictures and stuff, Joe. When she was interviewing you back in the day.
I mean, yo, you know, they got some throwbacks out there. They got some throwbacks out there.
I saw them throwbacks. I said, look at Joe over there, man. That's what's up, man. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my other co-host, and we got some more callers. We got some people calling in from the DMV in New York. We're going to bring you on in a second, all right?
All right.
You got another question for JoJo?
Yeah, definitely. Just because, you know, I'm just doing my thing, like, more or less, so we get the mentality. If, like, from Jersey to the Bronx, we could just say that's what it is, and that's what it is. But, like, we rap the producers and the engineers and, like, everybody that's really trying to get it in independently. Like, that's, like, so just keep our eye out for us on Twitter, man. You know, we just followed you on Twitter. I just followed you on Twitter. So, you know, just for the most part, my question basically, man, is who might be some of the hot producers, because I know you back and forth, Miami, New York,
and
we taking our thing worldwide, too. So we need to know what producers we can check for and start supporting so they know who we are, man. So we business-minded right now. Like, throw some producers out.
Well, I got a new producer I signed out of Europe. I think he's the next Kanye West. His name is Raw and Uncut. I don't know if you would go online and find Raw and Uncut, but this nigga is nasty. He's a white boy from Europe. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Now, producers-wise, on this album, I worked with Infamous out of Miami. He be doing all that Lil Wayne shit. That nigga's nasty. He did, like, Hey, Mr. Carter. Like, he's super nasty. You know, I checked Scram Jones for this album. I checked Buck Wow. I checked Just Blaze. I got Primo. You know, Street Runner. Just a list of the them niggas, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, one thing I can say is I go from the smallest producers to the biggest. You know, a nigga that I love is Scoop DeVille. He did the I Wanna Rock. He did the Ha Ha for me. You know, to me, he's the hottest producer in the game right now, keeping it real with them real hip-hop drums and all that.
That's what's up. That's real talk. Callers, listen now. We're going to go into Fat Joe's song in a few seconds. We're going to wrap it up real quick. I'm going to take one last caller, and we're going to move on. We're going to play a song. Caller from the 202. Real quick, state your name, where you calling from, and ask your question. 202. 202.
Hello?
All right. Yeah, 202, you're live. State your name and your question.
Yeah, this is Millie. I want to know if Joey do sponsors.
What do you mean, sponsors?
Well, I just registered. Well, not just registered. I registered a nonprofit organization for basically cleaning for the sick and the elderly. Like, let's just say a child get out of the hospital for, you know, whatever sickness, and, you know, I would go in their house and, you know, thoroughly clean their apartment or whatever. But at this time, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of hard out here, and I'm just trying to get as much sponsors as I can. So I want to know, you know, do you do sponsors like that?
You might have to. I'll do it, but, you know, no disrespect to you, but, you know, it's like, you know, I got to really check the shit out. Like, because people be, I be on the elevator with people talking about, yo, can you sponsor me? Like, you know, like, it's just so much. If you send me your information at JoeyCrackTS Twitter and just remind me that we was talking about this, and it sounds like what you do is a great thing, but I need like that, you know, that you know, I got to get in touch with you so you can show me exactly what you do, how you do it, because if you want sponsors, you're going to have to show what you do. Because people just ain't going to talk to someone over the phone and move on it off just hype. You know what I'm saying? You just got to present it and what you're doing.
Okay.
I think what you do is beautiful. Just today, you know, we was in the corner and I seen some cats homeless, you know what I'm saying, and we had to give them some food or whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, you got to have a heart because you never know when life, you know, goes from up to down and it might be you on the other end. You know what I'm saying? And the saddest thing is, you know, people who you know, are going through struggles and it seems like, you know, that you don't even see them. Like, it's invisible, you know.
That's
so, you know, yeah, it feels invisible. Feels invisible.
That's what it is. And, you know, Joe, I just want to thank you for coming through and showing us love. I know you're a busy man and everything, and we love you to death. We support you. Hopefully we can have you on longer another time.
Mm-hmm.
To Zucasta, you know, you always welcome to come through.
Good looking.
I'm going
to call you soon, too, man. I love the vibe on here, man. And let me tell you something. You can have a million rappers. You can have everybody. Nobody going to give you the truth like Fat Joe. So some people either love Fat Joe or they hate him because all he does is talk the truth. Some people can handle the truth. Some people can't handle the truth. That's just the problem. If you want the truth, you holler at me and I'll give it to you.
That's what it is,
that's
man.
Sad.
Truly appreciate
love, y'all.
Support you, man. Love you, man. We're going to hit you on the flip side. Look out for that
right.
dark side, you heard?
Believe that. One
later. That's what it is. We just had Fat Joe live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online, man. It's not a game. We are not playing no games out here. In a few seconds, we're going to have your boy Murder Mook on the line with us, but we're going to go to this song from Fat Joe featuring Young Jeezy, and we'll be back in a second with Murder Mook.
It's a game keys and JZ, get the city rockin' now. Wild bass, it's gone, you the rockin' now. Big money, chicken, made of the back of that. Gucci fucked up, cause you get high top now. Now what you boys got a checklist? Be the motherfucker uglier than Texas. Real nigga, you can find me in the Exodus. I'm in the kitchen, boy, playin' out the Lexus. Recession got the hood, put you on the soundtrack. So I dropped 100 on the streets, I don't buy stock.
another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Well, that was a little snippet of some joke right there. We're going to play some more later on during the show. But like I said, I just got informed and heard from a birdie that we might got Murder Mook live on the line on Lush Radio Online. And you know we definitely got to thank our program director, the one and only Cookie, for setting up that whole situation. So let's go to the line and see. We got our man Murder Mook live in the building. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up?
What's good with it? What's good with it?
Ain't nothing much.
Building, man. That's what's up, man. We appreciate that. It's all good. Show them claps up.
Okay.
Claps up,
okay.
Baby. What's happening? YouTube legend right here. Everything. Everything is everything, man. Yeah, there you go. You like that legend. Legendary status, man. Status is there, man. You're right. Be honest. It's all about that status, man. It's for the game, man. Right now, it ain't even a game.
What's good, Murder Mook? What's cracking with you, fam? You got any shout-outs? Before we get
man,
into it?
First, I want to shout y'all out for having me. You know, I'm talking about Lush Radio and all that. You know what I mean? So, I
want to
shout out the whole Double R. Groove Up Rider Movement, I'm on. You know what I mean? Dot Mob. You know what I mean? That's my shit. I want to shout out Harlem. I want to shout out everywhere, man. You know? That's basically what I do. I ain't going to say too many shout outs.
Yeah.
All right. What's up, though?
But nothing, man. We digging in the scene on the Gangsterline Who Murder Move, and you know we basically honored to have you on the show. I want to talk to you, you know, what inspired you to get into the music business, and we know that you're a monster when it comes to battle rapping. So tell us the whole situation, fam.
I mean, what inspired me was you know, probably when I was like 11 years old, 12 years old, or something. You know, I was listening to Wu-Tang or something. I just so happened to stumble upon the tape. Like, my older cousins used to come in the crib, and they used to, you know, imitate Wu-Tang and Eazy-E and all that type shit. So, oh, pardon me, I could curse, right? I don't know.
Yeah. You talking to Germany or anybody? Tell anybody how you feel.
All right, that's what's up, then. All right. You know what I mean? So I used to just watch them, and then, you know, I stumble upon their tapes and all that, and I'm like, damn, you know what I mean? This shit is... I like this shit, you know what I mean? I was just getting brand new on it, you know, I was a young boy and shit. So I just was like, you know, maybe I could try to do this shit. So that's just basically what inspired me to, you know, wanna create music. I like the way it make me feel and make other people feel when they listen to it, you know what I'm saying? Because the shit is like, it's motivational, you know what I mean? So that's just basically what I wanted to do. Plus, I was always like... In class, I was a class clown kind of nigga. Like, I always wanted attention. I like, you know what I mean, when all eyes was looking at me and type shit. So I guess it was always in my blood to do this shit. Feel me?
That's
what
I'm talking about, fam. And can you throw out that Twitter and all that information out there real quick for the people, you know, because you go ham on the Twitter and everything. So put that out there, all the websites, all that jazz, put that out, fam.
All right, well, my Twitter, you know what I mean? My Twitter is twitter.com/MurderMookEZ, MURDAMOOK, the letter E and the letter Z. You know what I mean? That's basically where you can hit me, you know what I mean? For you want to book me or you want some features, man, you could hit up blackfacemp3@gmail.com. That's spelled everything the same, blackfacemp3@gmail.com, you know what I mean? Man, that's basically what it is right now. I'm working on my website right now. thisisourworld.net. So we that's just basically in the preliminary stages though. We worked on that.
That's what's up, man. Tell us about the new project that's jumping off, all that, you know, to tell us all of that, and then I'm gonna throw it to my other co-host, baby.
I got the new joint about to drop, the new mixtape. It's called Countdown to Murder. You know what I mean? I think y'all might got some joints that I leaked off that mixtape. You know what I'm talking about? That's about to drop. It's hosted by DJ Superstar J. And niggas don't know who that is. You know what I mean? Superstar J, he like one of the biggest DJs like out here in the tri-state area.
He doing his thing, man. He doing his numbers, man. When you speak to him, tell him stop playing and come on the show, man.
All right. That's good. That ain't about nothing. You know what I mean? So, he hosting that joint right there. The shit is fire. Like, the shit crazy, man. I'm real proud of it. You feel me? You know what I mean? That's going to definitely shut a lot of niggas up when they hear that shit, you know? I'm tired of niggas talking rap about niggas that did battle rap and all that type shit. Like, we don't make music. So, my shit definitely going to shut a lot of niggas up.
A lot of y'all guys make music, and you definitely got some fire fans, and we definitely support you live on Lush Radio Online. And man, I can't wait to play that Depth of Skinny Jeans after my co-host get into it with you real quick, man. Cause for real, it needs to be a death to him. Cause I don't know if them scrotums is hurting underneath.
Yeah, them. Man, what the fuck is niggas doing out here, man? What the fuck is these niggas doing, yo?
They wild out, man. I don't know, man. It's crazy right there.
They're making this shit okay.
If they think it is, man. We're going to get into that in a quick, because I got a pet peeve about that. But I'm going to let the beautiful Ebony represent the California area ask you a question, boo.
All right.
How you doing? How you doing?
What's going on, baby?
Nothing much. Loving this weather. My question for you is, why are you doing your the battle rap? And so, you know, you said you are coming out with a mixtape or music.
Yeah, yeah, I'm coming out with a mixtape and an album. I'm working on my album now.
Okay. And then what type of inspired you in order to decide to do the battle rapping? I know you said the history of how you started in the beginning, but what inspired you to start doing the battle rapping?
I mean, this is where, like, you know what I mean, New York, especially like the Bronx and all that, New York, that's where the rapping comes from, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you did back in the days, like, you know what I'm saying? That's what you did. If you was nice, it was all about being nice back in the days, you know what I mean, especially in the 90s. Even in the early 2000s, you know what I'm saying? It was about if you was nice. It wasn't about, you know, how many, if you can make a nigga dance in your song, or, you know what I'm saying, if you got a dumbass hook or some shit, you know what I'm saying? And people like, it was about having some kind of lyrics. So that was always instilled in niggas as a young boy. Like, I used to watch Big L battle, you know what I'm saying? He battled Jay-Z uptown on 145th. Street, you know what I'm saying, DMX battle, Cam battle, Mace, like, you know what I'm saying, and I was growing up watching this type shit, you know what I'm saying, so it was basically, this is what you did. If you was hot, and I was hot, and I felt like I had bars, I'm going to find you, or you trying to come find me on our block, and we going to settle this shit, you know what I'm saying. Now, with the computers and the internet, it made it so mainstream almost, you know what I'm saying, to where it's like, They taking away from the essence of what hip hop is, and they just making it to be like, this is battle rapping. Like, this ain't, you know what I'm saying? This ain't hip hop. Like, this battle rapping. You know what I mean? And I believe that's, you know what I mean? That's false. Battle rapping is hip hop. Like, battle rapping is what you had to do. Like, you come into somebody's studio, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas would tell you, like, Puff and all these niggas, like, you know what I mean? These be the same niggas having niggas battling, having Shine battle my son, and having Biggie battle niggas and all of that, like, you know what I'm saying, Biggie and Busta Rhymes battling. You walk in somebody's studio, you better be prepared to have some shit and get into a cypher with niggas, you know what I'm saying? So that's just basically what made me do it.
I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Goo over there. Hey,
I got a question. Yeah, I got to ask this question for Jersey, man, and I got to say, what the way I feel about this movement is basically, I'm going to keep it real simple, because if you're looking at YouTube, YouTube could be looked at the next breakdancing for hip-hop, only because if you have a creative, characteristic as far as you doing hip-hop and you take it to the studio, like, people should be able to see you and respect your creativity if you could go off the top and do your thing. Like, that's what people got to respect about how Murder Mook was ahead of his time coming out on YouTube, and now all y'all want to be on YouTube. So now I got to say respect to him for being able to make it from YouTube to go other places, you know. And then my question is just basically, man, whenever you want to do something with us, Lush Radio Online, and we know your vibe, tell them how getting a deal can relate to all the stuff you did for YouTube, all the video people you met, all the other type of cameramen. How did that energize you just to go and make your deal even sweeter, man? Like, whatever going on with the art.
I mean, basically, what it is, you know what I mean, with the internet, it helped niggas, especially YouTube, it put pressure on labels, you know what I'm saying, to not have to throw you bullshit deals because, you know what I mean, it's like, you could say, all right, what you going to do for me that I can't really do for myself? Like, what you going to put my music out there? Like, nigga, I could put my music out there on YouTube and get 1 million views, 1 million listens, you know what I'm saying? And the artists y'all niggas got on these labels already is only getting like 50,000 to 100,000, you know what I'm saying? So what are you going to tell me? You know what I'm saying? I got the internet now. So what that do, that force labels to either, one, have to give up more money, you know what I'm saying, or you know, want to take less publishing and shit like that, or, two, they would just have to, see, this is what they doing now, though, pardon me, this is what they doing now, they waiting for niggas to get hot on their own, you know what I'm saying, like they might take a nigga from Miami, or a nigga from Chicago, Louisiana, anywhere, you know what I'm saying, and they wait for the nigga to get hot, and then say, all right, this is what we got for you, you know what I'm saying, because they know they not breaking these artists now because they so scared that if they do pick an artist up without him having no buzz, that he might not sell, and they didn't put money into him, and now they in the red. So then what they doing is waiting till the nigga get high, get on the radio, do all this shit on his own, and then trying to come at a nigga. But the flip side of that on them is that now the nigga want more. Now they getting less shit, but it's less of a risk for them. You know what I'm saying? For them not to recoup. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like now the deals is getting, they got deals out there where you got artists giving up 30% of their show money, 30% of their merchandising, 50% of their publishing. Like, mad just crazy shit. Shit that niggas was doing in the 90s, early 90s that, you know, niggas ain't know. Now, niggas know, and they still trying to get niggas to sign these deals, and dudes is signing these deals. So you only could blame yourself after you were already aware. That's like a nigga, like niggas ain't know about AIDS way back, and niggas is fucking with no condoms on. You really couldn't really fault the nigga because he ain't know. But now we know about AIDS, and you still fucking with no condom, and then you wind up, you going, you get AIDS, and then you run to a nigga like, yo, I got AIDS. You think a nigga gonna feel sorry for you? No, nigga, you knew. And you still out there fucking with no condom. So that's the same shit with these labels, man. You know what I'm saying? These artists, they gotta get their business straight. So for me, it was always, I had to make sure that my business was correct all the time. Like, no matter what, or I'm not signing shit. Like, I've been out there, and a lot of labels came to me with offers and all of that type of shit. I ain't gonna say no names and none of that, but the fucking deal, like, the business wasn't right. And I'm not going to go in there and get jerked and then be like, oh, feel sorry for me because I done signed this. Nah, nigga, I knew what I was signing. You know what I'm saying? So that's just basically what it is, man. They got to make sure their business is right before anything.
And that's real talk, because that's what we always emphasize on Lush Radio Online, is getting your business together. Like, if you're not going, if nobody else going to tell you, Lush Radio Online going to tell you, and these artists that we bring on the line, whether they're big or they're independent, whether or not, they're going to give you the inside info. You need to make sure you get a pen and a pad, because Murder Mook is dropping them jewels tonight on Lush Radio Online, man. And death to the skinny jeans, man, because
there's
stuff taking their balls down there, man, for real. Real talk. But anyway.
They just can't even run.
You know, real talk. I don't even know how you can run with them things on. But shout out to everybody in the chat room that's showing that love and everything. I'm going to open up the line for my beautiful program manager, Cookie, that actually set up this interview and stuff. Cookie, you got a question for Mook?
No, I just wanted to say thank you for coming on the show. We really do appreciate you. And I do. I've been watching you forever, and you crack me up. You are too funny, and I love you. That's
thank
all I have to
say.
You crack me up. I swear.
Thank you. They're going to realize, like, now I got this platform, you know what I mean, this platform to get what's going on. You know, I got all of the YouTube, the battles out the way, you know what I mean? Now it's time to make this music, and I'm going to just transfer that onto records, like, you know what I'm saying? People, they might not believe that somebody could do that, but I definitely could do that. It's in my nature, like, that's my blood right there, so I definitely got it, man. This Countdown to Murder mixtape is crazy, man, I swear to you.
That's what it is. We can't, all I'm saying is, can we skip that? Can we do an exclusive listening party on Lush Radio? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that ain't about nothing. When you want to do it, because it come out next week.
Yo, I'm saying we could book it next week, man. I'm going to holler at Cookie. We're going to set that up. Let's do that, man, ASAP.
That's the best thing. I'm there. Like, it's nothing.
That's what it is, man. I'm going to go ahead and go into this song. Death to Skinny Jeans, man. I want you to go ahead and introduce this joint, man.
Hey, man, this is my motherfucking this is my second leak off my mixtape coming out next week called Countdown to Murder. It's called Death to Skinny Jeans, man. Need I say more? It's self-explanatory, man. You niggas with them tight-ass fucking pants, take heed to this and listen to this, man. You heard me? Ease.
Yeah.
La, da, da, da.
This is anti-homo thug, death to the skinny jeans. For them teeny bop-bop, for the silly teen. Who paying tongue, sitting like a Michael Jackson glove. Goddamn, look at Billy Jean. Whoa, this ain't politically correct. Hold on, how the fuck could this really be correct? Now, to all the listeners, the nigga needs some feedback. Tell these boys, I think they sisters need their jeans back. What's even worse than that, these niggas trying to swag. Get a Louis belt and they got the nerve to say. Only thing you saying with them pants is on you, you just letting us know that you ain't got no hammers on you.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. Point blank period, that shit is just a game.
Yeah.
How the fuck your pants tighter than your underclothes? Wait a minute, dawg, can you even run
in those? Can't even run in them shit, man. You running from the law?
Let me hear that.
You can't run from the law.
Oh, come on.
For the rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, but the story begins.
And I know we in a new era, a bunch of new boys. The homo see you and they treat you like a nude boy. And you getting mad, they trying to get with you. What the fuck you expect? You shouldn't make a signal. Another question, how this shit don't even seem wrong? Who went shopping and said, I'ma put these on? How your man gotta help you put your jeans on? Shit, it's raining men should be your theme song. Lip gloss, lip gloss, the man that man been mobile. My question is, where the fuck are the parents?
Where you at?
And ladies, how you let your man lead a house?
Huh?
With jeans on, looking like he the spouse. In the relationship, they don't even know. Soon you gon' look up and be missing a blouse.
A blouse?
Ew.
Nigga wearing your clothes?
Da, 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 da.
I mean, you mean to tell me this nigga tried your jeans on?
Hold on.
This nigga done took your jeans out the closet.
Rapper to be right
and try to move.
No ID on the track.
And said, I'm a win.
Can't.
That shit don't even fit. Now it's just right with me, man. Like, real shit. I see these niggas out here. These niggas be walking like they the shit. In these jeans. What the fuck is going on, man? And these niggas got the nerve to have blue, orange, purple, red, all types of colors in these shit. And they just hate them niggas.
Wow, that was like the realest stuff I ever heard, yo, for real. That dude said, yo, it's all kinds of colors. Cats wearing pink pants. They wearing
crazy
pants. You know what
She's
I'm saying?
Crazy like, out here, man.
When the dude start wearing them colors, man? Like, purple
yo,
pants.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I don't even know, man. I don't have no, like, I just started, like, I don't know where it came from. I need to find the source of this shit.
Yo, my man said, how your homie gotta help you pull your pants up? What?
I mean, that would be the only logical expert because I know, like, I got sisters, you know what I'm saying? And my sisters, like, they, you know, when they put their jeans on, they ask their friends to help them. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I would logically think that a nigga that's wearing jeans just as tight as a woman would have to have someone help him. So who is going to help him?
Wow, yo. Shout out to them dudes. Yo, shout out to the dudes that they scrotums is hurting over there with them tight pants, man. That's crazy, son. Scrotums. That's crazy.
And there's a difference between, I don't want niggas to think that, you know, I'm bashing, like niggas that got fitted jeans, those are cool. Like, if your jeans fit you, like, if they just fit, you know what I'm saying, they're cool. Because I'm, you know, actually, like, extra baggy ain't in either, you know what I'm saying? So you a clown if you just OD wearing pants that's all the way down to the ground, extra baggy joint too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about the tight, the shit that really look like the women's jeans. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you would see a nigga, you could see blood vessels in a nigga leg and all that when he, like, shit like that. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Move crazy, Zach. And that's real talk right there, man. Like, that, no, he's telling us some real talk because I'm, like, I during the day, I teach, man, and I see the high school students, man. And I said, y'all know where that stuff, and then they got the nerve to sag them. Like, I don't want to see your butt, son. In jail, you know where that came from, man. Like, and they still don't care. Like, son, that's quick. Yo, I'm sorry, man, but no
harm. I don't get the point of that shit. What is the point? What's the point of sagging jeans that tight? What is the point of that?
Oxymoron,
man.
Yo, I think it was actually made for skinny men. I don't know. Maybe it was.
Nah, ain't no nigga in the world that's skinny, man. Ain't no nigga in the world that's skinny, man.
Yo,
that's for anorexic males. Anorexic males.
Nah, the crazy thing is when you got the big dudes that be wearing skinny jeans. So.
Yes, I was going to say that. You get the words out of my mouth.
That's cursed.
Yes.
Lust going in with, wow, that's like a, yeah, what do you call that, yo? Is that a curse? Did you just curse on the air?
Yo.
It's that big dude in skinny jeans shit. That's like the, wait a minute, go to the principal office. What'd you say?
Hey, we got a caller from the 857, my boy, the real Bugsy out of Boston. Bugsy, what's good, fam?
What it do, Ma? You already know what it is.
Ain't nothing much. Hey, Bugsy, you got a question. I know you said you wanted to salute Mook and everything, you know. And
oh
stuff.
Yeah, Def. Hats off to the boy Mook, man. Like, you know, I see him do this. I see you do your thing on Smack and everything for years. You dig? And,
I definitely
you know,
appreciate it.
And you shot me, man. I'm gonna be 100% with you, Mook. I'm not even gonna BS you. You shot me. I messed with Drag Hard, HU, Stand Up. I heard you on that with the dude, and yo, you were hard on that, son. I ain't even gonna BS you. You were hard on that on the crazy mixtape. You know what I mean? Hats off to you, you know?
Good looking. You know, it's a lot of niggas like that out there, you know what I'm saying, that don't really know. So that's why I'm still happy. Like, that's why I'm good. Like, you know, I've been around for a minute, but I'm still new. Because these niggas don't know what's going on the record side. You know what I mean? Niggas only know about the battle shit. They don't really know about the record side. You know what I mean? But you up there from Boston. My whole family damn near from up there. Well, my pop side, man. So that's,
okay.
I'll be up there a whole lot, man.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, you definitely got love out here all day, man. But like I said, man, like you all said too, man, you've been doing that battling for years. You know what I mean? A lot of kids jump into their deals. And they think, like, boom, that money come good. They look at that money first, and then they jump, and they take it. And at the end of the day, then they think, like, well, I got to do it. You know what I mean? But you ain't jumping. You know what I mean? At the first, nothing,
yeah.
Nothing. You
it's
know
almost
what I mean?
Like,
the hood.
Yo, my nigga, it's almost like, I ain't going to lie, though, man. That shit is almost like a trap to a hungry lion. Like, real shit, like, the record label's like, no, the niggas that got the most, you know, the talent is the motherfuckers that, from, like, the hood, you know what I'm saying? Like niggas that come from nothing, you understand? So when a record exec put a contract in front of a nigga face, and he got the numbers, and the shit say,
$250,000, $150,000, that's all a nigga looking at. You understand what I'm saying? A nigga ain't looking at nothing else but that. Like, man, I don't give a fuck about this shit. You can have every piece of publishing. And then they don't realize the point of when they start owing. See, what they don't know, once they sign that shit, you owe. You know what I mean? It's not your money. They don't get that shit. You know what I mean? So,
most definitely.
That's just the whole thing. It's a trap these niggas do to you, man. That's why niggas always say they slaves, man. That's why niggas just try to flip the whole game on the labels. And that's why the labels is kind of in trouble right now.
Yo, I don't even want to cut you off, but Peep, how you just said that? You know, you see how you just said slaves in the game?
Yeah.
And Peep, how you rail on that? Because these dudes are so caught up on chains and whips. They want the newest chain and they want the hardest whip. You stay
right.
Slave because you working for them chains and whips. So you,
exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't see that big picture, man. Like, you we overcame so much work, but you still looking for chains.
Right.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And I definitely want to shout out my man, Bugsy, man. Appreciate you for calling. Bugsy, stay on the line with us, man, because we got the How to Not joint that's going to be popping off later in the show and stuff. So we want your feedback on how the music is, you know what I'm saying? And, Luke, you know what I'm saying, later on, if you want to stay with us to just some of this music, you know what I'm saying, that'd be all good, too. Free, man. But you know what I'm saying, Mook? All I want to say is, man, I'm honored to have you on the show. And, you know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely, that's about to be my anthem right there, son. That's about to be my intro, like.
Yeah, rock that. Well, I'm actually on my way to the studio. I'm in Jersey, too.
That's what's up, man.
Shout out to Jersey, man. I'm in Jersey, man. What?
Shout out to Jersey, for real. You know what I'm saying? Newark, you know, Jersey City, Irvington, you know, whole squad. Shout out to the Swamp team. Mook, man, we going to be doing this Lush Radio, Best of Lush Radio, with the best of our interviews on there on a mixtape. It's basically a mixtape of all of our hottest shows, and we're going to feed it to the streets, and we're going to get exclusive. So I'm saying, you know, hopefully we can get you to bless us with an exclusive on a joint. We want to hit the streets with that, man. So the people that can't get online, man, the cats that's in the streets, we want to feed it to them, man.
All right, no problem. I mean, whenever. Just let me know. You know, we set that up. I'll send that right over.
That's what's up, man. We definitely love you, Mook. And Mook, man, the last thing I had to ask you, fam, is, you know, for artists, you know what I'm saying, trying to get into the game, man, what kind of advice would you give them, fam?
Shit, man, same shit I said, man. Know your business. Don't let a nigga tell you no, man. Don't let nobody stop your grind, man. Just grind. Always think, no matter even if you ain't talented as you might want to be, or if somebody else is more talented than you, you could always outgrind a nigga, man. You could always outwork niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's it, man. So don't ever let a nigga stop you or tell you no. Fuck one nigga opinion. You know what I'm saying? You should always have the mentality of, if I miss one shot, I'm going to make the next shot. So if one nigga say my shit ain't hot, I know the next nigga going to say my shit is hot. If he don't say my shit is hot, I know the next nigga going to say my shit is hot. You just always got to have that mentality. That's all. That's what I'm telling you.
That's real talk. Mook, man, put out all the new stuff that's coming out, man, that we got to look for. Put that out there, that Twitter out there, that email, all of that. Put that for the people that want to do collabs and all that jazz, but you put that email out there and all that important info, man.
All right. Well, first is if you want any features, you know what I mean, or you want to book some shows or something, it's blackfacemp3@gmail.com. blackfacemp3@gmail.com. And my Twitter is MurderMookEZ. MURDAMOOK, the letter E and the letter Z. You know what I mean? You could hit me up on there. I got the Countdown to Murder mixtape about to drop on Tuesday everywhere. So you can just Google that, or you could go to that piss, go to Exclusive Zones. This is 50, go everywhere. That shit going to be up there. You know what I'm saying? And I got the Misunderstood mixtape already out. You know what I mean? So you can look that up now if you want to see what was going on a couple months ago in my life. You know what I mean? I got that. The Rough Rider Reunion album, that's about to drop. Drag On mixtape. Oh, you ain't know about that, huh?
Oh.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. The Reunion album, man. I'm just happy to be on there. Got me, Eve, the whole Lox, Swiss, DMX, Cassidy, Neo, The Matrix, just everybody. You know what I'm saying?
just drag it. Yeah, it's crazy, man. You know what I mean? Especially witnessing that shit. So we got that about to drop the end of the summer. You feel me? So we looking real good. This Double R about to make a real comeback, man. I promise.
Man, I can't wait till somebody slide me that joint in the arsenal so we can get the summer cracking. But, man, I love you, Mook, man. I support you. I'm going to hit you offline, man. I support you. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Lush Radio is your home, man. You come here whenever you want to. If you just want to talk, you know what I'm saying, about anything, man, we here. We love you, man. Salute.
All right, real, man. Definitely. Appreciate it, man. Love all y'all. Be easy. You heard me?
But it is. Peace. If you're just joining us right now, man, we just had Murder Mook live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Sign a Double R doing this 1-2, man. Support that dude. Follow him on Twitter. Earlier, we had Joey Crack, Fat Joe. He was dropping the jewels. And also, check it out, okay? We're going to have your man Sky Zoo live in the building, man. This dude right here is the hotness. Your man has done features with, like, everybody and their mother. You know what I mean? Everybody and their mother, like Sky Zoo, is really doing his thing out there. Like, this is an independent artist that's been grinding. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's done stuff, you know, with, you know, he recorded joints with DJ Premier, Flo Rida, Mano, Little Brother, E Ness from the Bad Boys, EPND, Buck Wild, Nori, Ace Hood, Ron Brown. Needles, Knots, Black Milk. He got a new joint right now with Knife Wonder that's about to pop off Retarded. And he also got ranked as one of the top 10 MCs on Hot 97's radio station. You know what I'm saying? And the people they named was, you know, they basically they named Nas, Andre 2000, and Lil Wayne, and they put Skies on. He was an independent artist. So, you know, that's definitely an honor, for real. So he's definitely doing his thing. He's going to be live on Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying, dropping them jewels with us on Lush Radio. I definitely got to thank Cookie for definitely holding us down with these interviews hard body, you know what I'm saying? Skyzoo should be calling in a few, but right now, since we live on the line, I'm going to go ahead and get into the Hot or Not, you know what I'm saying? We got a Hot or Not by your man Rudy Moose. This was submitted to me by Future Guru. So we're going to go ahead and play this joint real quick, Hot or Not. And this is featuring, it's called Which Way, featuring Bone Thugs and Harmony. So, people, you know what time it is. Is it hot,
Jersey,
or not? Tell me if you know, if you like it, then it's hot. If you don't like it, it's not. So let me know, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. Which Way, featuring Bone Thugs and Harmony. Rudy Moose.
We just don't know which way's up when it goes down. And you fucked up and you can't see behind the trees. Did you wait for the time what you need? We don't know which way's up when it goes down. And you fucked up.
Better believe it. The stamina, mentality, and me. talking, we get the bite and not walking. If you don't know, get the walk. The line of drama, I'm trying to claim my mind, but every time I try to do good, the devil creep beside me. Now it's hard for me to keep my cool, but I'm a survivor, nothing can stop me. Which way, if you don't know, I'm going to stop.
We don't know which way's up.
My back against the wall. Now I see what I'm facing. The negative surrounding me. Counting on my brain. I just messed up. Let go to ease away the pain. It's running through my veins. Now I see I ain't the same. I never said I was better. I'm just my own man. With more plans, with knowledge to execute the plan. To share with my family. To build their own land. I'm never selfish. My hand down for the helpless. And maybe I can sit down with them and learn something. Stay away from those who not on your level. Cause they would keep haunting. Until they settle, it's hard to find peace from the guns token. The bad dogs living with age with a legs open. Waiting for the next man to slide up in the home. We don't smoke till they carry on as a victim.
We don't know which way's up.
Guys, you heard it first. Which Way, featuring Bone Thugs, featuring Rudy Moose, Hot or Not. What do you think about it? We're going to have to exclude Guru because he actually submitted it. So, Ebony, what do you think about it, Eb?
Oh, I was still in the joint. I do like Bone Thugs and Harmony. You know, they're from my hometown, so, you know, I was definitely still in it. So I give it a hot with a big H.
That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. Bugsy, what you think about it, Bugs?
It did what it did, but it's not, it's not like one of them banger bangers where it'll get you to stop doing what you're doing and just, you know what I mean, vibe to it. But it was definitely a hot, but I wouldn't give it the capital.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm going to give it the little H, right? I'm going to give it the little H, not the capital H, because of the fact that it wasn't one of them songs that, yo, automatically I'm like, yo, this is going to crack. And it's like, I would have to listen to it several times to really get the feed of, like, exactly, you know, where they're coming from. But I'm a Bone Thugs and Harmony, like, fan. I love them to death. I'm going to give it a little A. You know, that's my feedback on it. You know what I mean? That's my feedback on that. I'm going to give it a little H, but yeah. That was the hot or not right there. You know, salute to Rudy Moose out there doing this 1-2. Hopefully we're going to check on the line and see if we got the one and only, you know what I'm saying, Sky Zoo live in the building. Let me give y'all some education, man. When they talk about grind, when they talk about retarded mixtapes that be coming out and he just basically aligns them so hot, like with nothing but fire. When we talk about a dude that's been grinding all his life trying to get the information and letting people know what real hip-hop is, that's when you define Sky Zoo. This dude right here tells real stories through his music and through art. His mixtapes are crazy. He's done features, and hey, he has recorded with DJ Premier, Flo Rida, Mano, Little Brother, Ines from Bad Boy, EPMD, Buck Wild, Nori, Ace Hood, Ron Brown, Sean Price, Needles. And you know Needles is a hot producer, and you know Knots is a hot one, you know what I'm saying, and Dawn Cannon. And you know right now he working with the Knife Wonder. You know what I mean? And this dude is definitely doing this thing. And if y'all don't know, this dude actually got picked as one of the top MCs in the game as an independent artist. And he was mentioned among those as Nas, Andre 3000, Lil Wayne, and more. And, you know, he ranked number 7. Now, that speaks a lot for an independent artist, man. And that's real talk right there. This dude is doing his thing, and we salute him and show him respect. So we're going to open up the line for the one, the only, Sky Zoo. What up, dog?
Yeah, what up?
Yeah, man.
Yo, what's going on?
Well, it's good. I appreciate that crazy intro, too, man. I heard it all. I appreciate that. I'm definitely humbled by all the words, you know?
That's what it is.
Hard work pays off.
Maybe you'll
appreciate it. word up.
That's what it is, man. Let me go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love, boo. Sky Zoo, man, before we get into it, you got any shout outs to anything, babe?
Yo, just shout out to all of y'all, you know, shout out to all of y'all at the station holding it down, you know, supporting that real, bumping that real as far as the music go and all that, you know what I mean? I see the support and what it is, and I dig it. So, you know, shout out to all y'all. Shout out to all the listeners and all the fans and everybody that's been supporting from day one, you know?
That's what it is, man. Sky Zoo, man, I just want to basically tell you that it's an honor to have you on the show as an independent artist, and as much as you have accomplished in your time, you know, grinding, you know, I got to salute you, fam. Man, what's the motivation, man? What motivates you, and, man, what inspires you to get into the music business?
Well, the motivation as far as what keeps me going right now is, you know, a lot of different things, you know, stuff I'm around, the people I'm around, and where I'm at in my life, and, you know, all the things I've been through. And people like y'all, you know, when you say things like you just said when you intro me, that's definitely some sort of motivation in one way or another. But beyond that, as far as how I got started, I mean, you know, just coming up in New York, coming up in Brooklyn as a little kid, you know, you around hip-hop all day, all night, especially in the 80s. You know, I was born in the early 80s, so you around hip-hop, you know, all the time. And at one point or another, it's going to become a part of your life in different ways, more than just being a listener. So with me, it was in the form of being an MC when I was about 9 years old. You know, that's when I started rhyming. And since then, it's just been on, you know what I mean? From day one, I knew this is what I wanted to do for real. You know, I felt like I had what it takes. And, you know, I realized it at an early age. You know what I mean? I realized around 9, 10 years old, like, y'all really could do this. And as time kept going, you know, everyone around me was like, yo, you really got this. You know, like, you're really that guy when it comes to this. So, you know, it just was realization and just keeping it going.
That's what it is. And shout out to Crown Heights, man, and shout out to BK, or the whole squad. I love BK, Grandma.
Word
Dan,
up.
You know what I'm saying? And East New York, Rockaway Avenue, you know what I'm saying? Starlight.
Word
Dan.
Up, okay.
We here,
yeah.
You know, live on Lush Radio Online with Sky Zoo, man. Sky Zoo, man, tell us the Twitter and all that, put all that information out there, you know, so the people, you know, can definitely, you know, start following, you know, Twitter and all that other stuff. I know you got like 6,000 and all that, you know what I'm saying, you doing it real big Willie style over there, but you know, you can get some followers.
Yeah, the Twitter joint is The Real Sky Zoo, you know, twitter.com/ The Real Sky Zoo, everything spelled out right, TheRealSkyzoo. You know, hit me on the Twitter, hit me on the MySpace, myspace.com/SkyZoo, or just Google me, look me up. I always got stuff floating around. I always got something going on. You know, just leaked the trailer for the new video, My Interpretation, a couple of days ago. The full video is leaking next week online on all the blogs and the websites and all that. So, you know, it's always something going on with me. I always make sure my name is running. So, you know, hit me up on the Twitter, The Real Sky Zoo. Hit me up online, Google me, whatever it is. We can definitely link.
Well, I'm following you already on Sky Zoo. They say you follow me back because I need that link to that video so we can put it on the website. And, you know, definitely.
Okay, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm
going to
get
absolutely.
Into my wonderful co-host over there, my whole squad, salute to the whole squad. Ebony, representing the California area, you got a question for Sky Zoo?
How you doing, Sky Zoo?
What up?
My question for you is, with all your music,
What basically inspires you when you actually sit down and you decide, you know, to do your rhyme?
Well, it's a lot of different things. You know, when I make records, I usually have some type of purpose in mind of what I'm trying to get across. Whether it's a freestyle for a mixtape or something like that, or just a mixtape type material, or whether it's an album, you know, like my album, The Salvation, whether it's something where I want to put a lot of, you know, thought and a lot of concepts to it and a lot of different things like that, stories and stuff like that. There's always some goal at the end of the day that I'm trying to reach. So when I make records, it always starts with the beat. Like, I listen to a beat, and if I pick a beat or, you know, a beat really gets to me and really sticks with me, whatever I get from the beat is what I write. So if the beat tells me to write about this, I write about it. If it tells me to write about that, I write about it. You know what I mean? And it goes in different ways, you know. So that's kind of where the inspiration comes from. You know what I mean? That's where the inspiration comes from as far as when I make records. It's always some type of goal, but then the beat tells me what to do, too.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
That's what it is. I'm going to throw it over there to my boy over there in Jersey. Jersey, what up? Irvington, Guru, what up?
Yeah, I'm just, yeah, Jersey in the building, and they just have one of the, since I got the Twitter, yeah, we just followed you on Twitter, Lush Radio
okay.
Online, so you'll see us out there supporting your project, so we'll keep in, close tabs on the situation with this music game, like, so what we want to do is just ask you, some of the people you enjoy working with on your project, and, what's going on with your people that you respect in the game. As far as artists and producers, like who you want to work with and what producers that you might want to work with?
As far as producers, you know, I don't work with so many of them. You know, I've been blessed to have worked with everyone from, you know, like you were saying, from the Don Cannons, the Buck Wilds, the Knots, Needles. Of course, Ninth Wonder, who's like my brother, you know, that's my family. I don't work with him the most out of a lot of people, but I worked with so many people across the board. Sometimes I feel like it ain't even that many producers left for me to want to work with, but, you know, there's definitely people like your Neptunes and your Dr. Dre's, you know, people like that on a larger scale as far as, you know, what they've been able to accomplish in doing the game. I really want to work with DJ Khalil. I think that's my next goal that I'm trying to hit. I'm definitely trying to get with Khalil on the next album. Who else? I don't know. There's a lot of producers, man. There's a lot out there that I've worked with, but then there's a lot that I haven't. But right now, Khalil is definitely on my list of who I need to be hollering at ASAP. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. I'm gonna go ahead and apply for our program director, Miss Cookie. Cookie, you got a question for Skyzoo?
So, what are your Yeah, I do. What are your plans this year? What is the one number one thing that you want to accomplish as far as your music is concerned?
My plans this year. Well, I'm doing a lot of touring, you know, moving around a lot. I haven't been in the studio as much as I normally am just because I've been on the road so much. You know, I literally been home maybe like a week or two. Before that, I was just touring all over the place. You know, I toured with Ghostface. I toured with Raekwon. I'm getting ready to go to Europe in a couple weeks, and I'm going to Asia after that. So it's been a lot of traveling and all. I'm definitely trying to continue to do more of that. But beyond that, new music is coming, you know, working on a new mixtape, working on a new EP. And, you know, with the album-wise, you know, The Salvation did incredibly well, did incredible numbers. It was the number 14 best-selling album in the country the week it came out on Billboard. You know, it did great numbers, and it was critically acclaimed and everything. So I really wanted to let it live and let people really get a feel for it who didn't get it because it was so successful, and I feel like it was such a strong album. So I didn't want to rush a second album out, you know, moral of the story. So new mixtape is coming, new EP-type project is coming, and then the second album will be sometime after that. But that's kind of what I'm focused on this year, you know, new mixtape, new EP, some more traveling and road stuff and things like that. And working on some ventures, you know, outside of music. You know, I'm actually writing a TV show right now. A lot of people don't know, but I'm actually writing a TV show that I'm getting ready to, you know, really get as far as pitching and getting it picked up and trying to get it into y'all, you know what I mean, get it into people's living rooms every night. So that's my new project outside of music that I've really been on. You know, I've been a writer from day one, so I'm always doing something writing-wise, whether it's music or film or whatever it is, I'm always writing.
That's great. And who's your favorite rapper or rappers?
It would definitely have to be plural. I mean, I don't think I could pick one, but I would say definitely Jay-Z, definitely Big, Nas, Mos Def, you know, I'm a huge Mos Def fan, Talib, Scarface, you know, people like that, you know what I mean? I would say that that type of crowd, that echelon of MCs, you know?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I wish we had you on here when we had Starface, because he came on, man. Well,
oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Shout to Face, man. He's, you know, incredible, legendary MC in the game, you know?
Wow, that's what's up. We're going to have to hook up that collabo or something, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, holla. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely holla. You know, I'm with all that.
We live in the building on Lush Radio Online. If you're just joining us, we have Sky Zoo live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Definitely dropping some jewels for us. Guys, being in the industry, right, what did you feel was the hardest adversity that you had to deal with?
The hardest thing about the industry for anybody coming into it, and anybody who's in it now would know, it's so not what it seems, man. You know what I mean? When you get into this, you know, I don't know where, you know, certain other people may be from, but where I'm from, you know, you mean what you say what you mean. You know what I mean? And in the industry, it's not like that. The industry is the exact opposite. You can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. You don't got to stand on your word, has to get away with whatever. So you got to learn that. You know, a lot of promises get made in the industry as far as business and things like that. Ain't really that many people that you can depend on and really count on to be, you know, stand up people that stand on their word. And, you know, the game is dirty, but just like any other game, you just got to get ready for it. You know what I mean? Now, I don't say that to discourage nobody. I just say it to make you aware and make you know what you're getting into when you get into it. And if you feel like, you know, you can get through it, then by all means, jump in and get your talent on and you know, get right. But just know what's ahead of you. You know, it's not what it seems. It's definitely smoke and mirrors. You know, that would be the only hill that I had to climb over, the only hump that I had to get over. But once you learn that and you figure it out, you know, you can move the way you want to move as far as your career.
I'm going to open up the line for my boy out there in Boston, the real Bugsy. Real Bugsy, you got a question for Sky Zoo?
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm kind of new to, you know what I mean, who he is, but I just started following him on Twitter. So if you happen to see me, shout you out, man. That's me, Real Bugsy, my Ether 3. But I'm definitely going to try to get in tune with your movement. But I've been sitting back listening to things you're saying, and I respect the things you say, man. Like I said earlier, man, there's a lot of ways that you got to take things when you approach things, you know what I mean? And I respect cats that take their time, man, and break shit down before they, you know what I mean, jump in any situation. I respect any artist or any person that take their time instead of just jumping, because I feel little kids jump into situations, grown people take their time and break it down. You dig me?
Right,
so,
definitely.
Like I said, man, I definitely, you know, get in tune with your movement and anything you do, you know what I mean? But just off of hearing, you know what I mean, your whole little interview, how you speak and how you feel and look at things, man, I can tell, man, like you're going to be a nice little impression on the game, you dig? So just keep doing what you do, and shit, can't nobody tell you nothing, baby.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. I know you said you're getting new to the music. Definitely check out the album, The Salvation, in stores now. You know, production from Ninth Wonder, Just Blaze, Knots, Needles, Black Milk, Illmind. The list goes on and on. And on the mixtape, you know, The Power of Words with DJ Drama and Static Selector, that's out there as well for the free download, so you can get that. You know, so, you know, but if you Google, you'll see everything. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'll definitely do that, man. Definitely show that love and support. You already know.
Word up. Appreciate it, family.
It's nothing.
That's what it is, man. Definitely appreciate that, man. And I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my other co-host so they can ask you a couple questions. I'm trying to see what's going on. I'm trying to get these songs in, but it was having a problem with upload. So, you know what I'm going to have to do, right?
What's that?
I'm going to have to put you on blast, Sky Zoo.
What's that?
You're going to have to give me a Lush Radio exclusive. An exclusive freestyle.
Freestyle. Oh, man, exclusive freestyle. Uh-oh. Okay. What's going on with that?
Yeah, we got to take it back in the day when you ain't had no beat. They was beatboxing, but we don't have no beatbox. You just straight off the dome.
Ain't no beat, no beatbox.
No beatbox.
Just straight up acapella raw, right?
Acapella raw. Just give it to him and murder him, because it is Freestyle Friday. Follow Friday, so go ahead and murder him real quick. Make your ear
okay.
Dead.
Okay, let me see what I said. I said, okay, write more than they can listen to. I jump down and dig a hole that they can listen through. I'm numb now, cause all along what I'm giving you is more than you imagine any ballpoint pen could do. All in all, minimal. I ain't even breathe yet. Breath of fresh air and I ain't breathe yet. Third lap around and I ain't leave yet. And if I talk different or I come across different, all it is just a reflex. Pardon that. I expect them to miss a part of that. Four car lane to explain where the margin at. Four parts weighed and one part raw, and even that's over the scale. Take one part off, assuming you used to it. I ain't cut it the same. My double back, recut it and then cut it again. My hands dirty off the way that I weigh to Will Cater, like Mont Blanc, anything that I write, you know?
Oh, man, and you know what that is, man. That's another Lush Radio Online exclusive coming straight from your man, Sky Zoo. And I'm going to go ahead and let my man let y'all know what it is, because if you don't know, you better ask somebody, man. This is Lush Radio Online, always giving you what you want and what you need. But my man got to let y'all know what it is.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive. Exclusive
because you can't get what we get. We got Sky Zoo live on the line. Exclusive because he's authentic in everything that he says. That's why it's exclusive. Sky Zoo live on Lush Radio Online, man. Can't stop, we won't stop. We turned all the way up. I want to go ahead. That was hot right there, Sky Zoo.
I appreciate it.
I got to get the fire extinguisher and stuff because you're blazing right now, son. Right now. I'm going to go ahead and throw it over there to my girl, Ebony, live in California. Ebony, you got a question for Sky Zoo?
Yes, I do. One of my questions is, being a young artist coming into the business and saying that you're being offered deals, what do you think in order for the artist to get their feet wet would be beneficial? Would it be getting a distribution deal or getting with the indie label or a regular record deal?
It depends, you know what I mean? It depends on what your situation is and what you're ready for, you know what I mean? I think a distribution deal is great if you got a team in place that can help you nurture that, because with a distribution deal, it's literally just that. Like, they press up and distribute your CDs, and that's it. If you're talking marketing, you're talking promotion, you're talking radio, video, you're talking tour support, you're talking everything, you know, you got to do that on your own. Whereas if you just sign to a label, you know, you do have people in place that can handle that. But, of course, the cut is going to be smaller. So if you can handle, you know, handling all that other stuff on your own, if you can do all that other stuff on your own, and all you need a label for is to press up and distribute your music, and you have a team in place that could do all the other parts, then by all means, do that and get that bigger piece of the pie, you know what I mean? So it depends on your situation. I don't think any two situations are alike, you know?
That's real talk right there. That's real talk right there. And I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Guru. Guru, do you have a question for us, Sky Zoo? Guru, you there? You got a question for Sky Zoo? Guru, you got a question for Sky Zoo? Alrighty then. All right. Baby's over there eating some chicken. I don't know. But, guys, I'm definitely proud of everything that you're doing out there. You're grinding hard. And I see nothing but
thank you. I appreciate that.
Seriously.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I want you to keep on doing what you're doing, man. Don't stop for nobody, man. And you know what I mean? I tell everybody, it's the year of the underdog, for real, son. So it's your time. You better just go forward and go and take it, man. And whatever Lush Radio Online can do to support, man, we here, man. You know what I mean? Just slide whatever you got, slide it in the inbox. We got you.
Word up. I appreciate that, for real. I dig everything y'all doing. Good looks on all the love and the support. And, you know, we're going to definitely keep it going.
That's what it is. And once again, man, let the people know the new things that's coming out that we need to look for and throw that Twitter and the emails and all that stuff if they want to do collabs or anything like that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as far as reaching out, twitter.com/TheRealSkyZoo. You know, I don't be on Twitter 24 hours a day like a lot of other people, so if I don't write back as soon as you send something, you know, just give me a second. But I do be on it a little bit. I try to check it at least twice a day, try to stay up on it and see what's what. But, you know, twitter.com/TheRealSkyZoo. Anyone who want to holler about shows or collabs or anything like that, it's skyzoobusiness@gmail.com. Everything is spelled out the way it sounds, skyzoobusiness@gmail.com. And, you know, projects for the year, you know, just getting ready to start some mixtape stuff, some EP stuff, and continuing the tour, you know what I mean? Continuing the tour all over. And, like I say, Europe in a couple weeks, Asia right after that. And those ain't, you know, two shows here, two shows there. Those is, we in Europe for 2 weeks. You know, those is, we in Asia for 2 weeks. We're doing a week in China, a week and a half in Japan. Like, it's that type of touring, you know what I mean? So it's just a blessed situation to be in, to be able to do what I do and travel the world and, you know, live the way I live with it.
That's what it is, man. We definitely, you know what I'm saying, want to see you shine and keep doing what you're doing, man, and don't stop. And whatever you want in life, I pray that it comes to pass for you, Sky Zoo, for real. And like I said, man, we're going to keep on supporting you. And when I'm in New York, because I'm always coming back and forth, I'm actually going to be there next week for one of my artists' release party, Tucson Ali. He's actually from Brooklyn. I'm going to be up there, and maybe I can check you, maybe just snap a couple of flicks, or you know what I'm saying? Chop it up.
Okay, word up.
That's what it is, man. Appreciate you, man, for real, fam.
No problem at all. I appreciate the love. No, likewise, you know?
That's what it is, man. Just tuning in. We just had the one and only Sky Zoo live in the building, man, on Lush Radio Online, man. This is what it's about, man. Supporting real hip-hop artists in the game that's doing their thing. You got to support the artists out here, for real, that's definitely doing their thing. So please support Sky Zoo. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. Make sure that you email him. Make sure, you know, if you got an event or something that you feel like is beneficial for him, hit him up, man. Make sure it's about this, man. Support this dude, man. Don't stop. Because, you know, Lush Radio Online, we don't do it for us. We do it for the people. We want to educate and entertain at the same time. And Sky Zoo has dropped a lot of valuable information for you people, so make sure you take heed to what he's talking about, man. And, man, don't be scared to talk to that cat on Twitter, man. Support that cat, chat with him. You know, make sure it's about business. Don't talk that reckless stuff, because I might have to break your back. You know, on Lush Radio Online, man. This is what it is, man. But, Sky Zoo, you know what I'm saying? You can stay with us, you know, for a couple. We got this segment on our show, right? Called Get the F Out of Here, right? You know? And it's basically like, you know, people that do whack stuff or they just, you know, get on your nerves. You know, you just tell them, you know, you just talk the F out of here, man. Straight up.
I dig it.
You know, on the show. You know? But I might have this other caller that might want to talk to you real quick and ask you a question before we get into our Get the F Out of Here segment. 909 was good. 909, what's good? You're live on Lush Radio. What's good? All righty then. Okay. We're about to go into this segment. All right. So people that call in at 347-826-7722. We still live with Sky Zoo. All right. So basically, if there's something that just gets on your nerves or you can't stand or you just can't stand the hating people or skinny jeans or whatever it is, man, then just tell them to get the fuck out of here, man. Real talk on Lush Radio Online, man. Call in and tell them why you mad, man. But since we got Sky Zoo live as our guest, you know, host tonight for a couple minutes, Sky Zoo, what's getting on your nerves, man? Tell them off, man. Tell them get the fuck out of here, Sky Zoo.
Oh, man, what's getting on my nerves? If I had to say something, man, I would say people who walk around with the fake sneakers, man, the fake Jordans and all that. You know, I can't get down with people who do that. You know what I mean? I can't get down with people who do that at all. That would definitely be one of them.
Wow, you gotta say get the fuck out of here after that.
I mean, yeah, you know, to anybody who walk around with the fake Jordans and saying they real. You know what I mean? Some people can't afford whatever. I dig it, but people who rocking the fake. And starting like they real, they got to get the fuck out of here, you know?
That's real talk. You got the hang of it. That's what I'm talking about, Sky Zoo. Ebony, get them.
Dude, what's good? What's
good? Go ahead and get them, Ebony. Come, Ebony, you taking too long. I'm about to move.
F-O-A.
What'd you say?
F-O-A for today. I said my GTFOA. Is for all these perpetrating people who are always in somebody else's business instead of minding their own business. Fuck out of here with that.
Wow. That sounded like you was vexed over that one. Yo. fuck Z, man. What should I get the fuck out of here about, man?
Oh, shit, man. I think mine's have to be these imposters out here, surround themselves with cats that are doing it to make themselves look good, but they really ain't doing it, talking like they doing it, man. Get the fuck out of here.
That's real talk right there, man. Shout out to all the people in the chat room that's showing that love, and the people that ain't showing love, and they definitely trying to ride the wave, and you know you fraudulent. Get the fuck out of here, man. For real. You know? And I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Guru. Guru.
Yeah, Jersey. Yeah, you hear me, Rush?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, man. We should get the fuck out of here, man.
Get the fuck out of here is simply to all you companies who know you want to be sponsoring Lush Radio Online. Stop playing. Just get at us and just, if you want to know what the new page is, Lush Radio Girls, Lush Girls International. If you don't follow that tonight, get the fuck out of here.
Hey,
Lush
yo.
Girls International.
What
if you don't
up?
Follow that, get the fuck out of here.
Real talk. Yo, shout out to Alpha and Omega in the chat room. Shout out to Emeti. And I can't pronounce the last part. And shout out to Hellraiser ENT. And shout out to History ENT, man. You already know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, man. We give y'all food for your stomach, for your heart. We give you something that you need. Nobody out here is entertaining you and giving you information at the same time. I mean, they want to cloud you with it. They want to cloud you with all this crap and force feed you nonsense, and they want to tell you all kinds of stuff, man. And for them cats out there that's lying to my people and not educating my people and basically trying to tear down our world and our environment and take away what we started, which is real culture, man, get the fuck out of here, man. Real talk, man. If you're not teaching somebody out there, if you're not uplifting somebody out there, if you're not educating somebody out there, talking about you the first time, man, get the fuck out of here, man. Lush Radio Online, man. I ain't playing no games with y'all, man. I have no mercy. Real talk. We live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. And this is the last thing I got to say, man. For everybody that's on here, man, I want y'all to give a quick quote for the people, you know what I mean? Give a quick quote, and we're going to end them off with some music and everything, man. If y'all got any quotes that y'all feel that might be, you know, useful for somebody out there that's going through something or some of these artists and everything, man, put a quote out there for the people, man. Ebony, since you're the beautiful lady on the line, you got a quote for the people?
Yes, my quote is one band, one sound. You working together as a team, everybody should be on the same note. That's my quote.
That was hot right there. Did you get a little tingly out there, people? Did you get tingly?
I got tingly when I said it.
Oh, for real. Hey, Sky Zoo, you got a quote for the people, son?
Let me see. I would just say for, you know, anybody listening as far as a quote from me, just, you know, stand behind whatever you believe in, man. Whatever it is that you're doing, make sure you're doing something that you can stand behind. You know, if you can stand tall next to whatever it is that you're trying to do, then, you know, ain't no turning around from that. You know, you don't got nothing to worry about.
That's what it is. Bugsy, you got a quote?
Yeah, I say my main quote in life is you only live once, man. You know, closed mouths don't get fed, you dig?
That's what it's talking right there. She said, I'm hungry.
She got the munchies.
Oh, man. Yeah, crazy, man. Hey, yo, Google, man. What's your quote, man?
Yeah, my quote is for everybody that's listening, grinding and networking. All right, stay focused, but here's my quote. Before you burn your bridges, my quote is, don't jump out the window.
Get out of here.
That's it. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm dead serious. about this Lush Radio Online situation. Just says about the Marcy Project on Twitter, Marcy_Project. Shout out to Money L. You already know what it is, man. Shout out to AK Chop. You already know, man. 4,000 views on YouTube. So holla at us. 10,000 views on Smash. You already know. Doggy Diamond. Shout out to Doggy Diamond for supporting us. Fourth DVD. Almost 1,000 plays already after a couple of days, man. Get at us, man. We do this promotion for real. Lush Radio is the promotion vehicle for you guys, man. Models, artists, producers. I got to say you guys, but I'm talking to all of y'all, man.
That's
producers, DJs, whatever, man.
Well, talk. Y'all need to be hitting us up with that, you know what I'm saying, with the exclusive Lush Radio edition shirts, man. We got the exclusive Lush Radio exclusive shirts. And if you want a custom shirt for yourself, man, hit us up, man. We got you. Lush Radio Online, man. Hit us up. And my man, the genius in the chat room said, a dream not chased will haunt you forever. So, man, if you got a dream out there, don't let nobody stop you. I don't care if it's your girl or anybody. Don't let nobody stop you for your dream, because you're going to always be wondering, what if? You don't never want to have that what if. You want to go ahead and do it full blast, you know what I mean? Don't let nobody stop you for your dream, for real.
Hey, don't jump out the window.
What'd
you say?
Don't jump out the window. Shout out to Murder Mook, Fat Joe, Sky Zoo, everybody, all the callers, all the listeners. We definitely support you, because without y'all, there's no us.
We love y'all, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what y'all cast definitely hold us down. Shout out to Lazy K Productions, First Lady L. Street Queens, the movement, Emma of E2K Magazine for providing us with the interview with Fat Joe. I love you, my sister.
Yes.
I see you. You know what I mean? Shout out to Natalia, Colombian Princess. You know what I mean? Our whole squad, man. Cookie, for holding us down for Sky Zoo and Murder Movement. This is what it is. This is a unit. This is a team. You can't go sideways on a team. We move as a unit, man, for real. And I love every last one of my team members. And this is what we are. We like a football team, fam. Jam said, huh? Let's go, baby.
We're going to see
y'all at the end of the lab. But Sky Zoo, man, we love you. We salute you. And, man, come and check us out whenever you can, fam, for real.
Definitely. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate the love. You know, I'm going to break out, but I appreciate all the love and support from all y'all, you know?
That's what it is,
all
man.
Right.
Work.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate Sky Zoo, man. That dude is a good dude, man. Support him. Follow him on that Twitter, man. And we out of here, man. And y'all cats out there is out there rotating your balls and all that. And you know what I'm saying? Wearing them skinny jeans and them scrotums is hurting, man. Real talk, man. Stop wearing them skinny jeans, man. You're killing the babies. You're killing the babies. Yo, we out of here, man. Yo, some of them ain't coming, baby. Man, we out of here, man. Lush Radio Online, man.
No babies. They ain't trying to make no babies.
Peace.
You know what I'm saying? We out of here. Peace,
oh,
man. I want to go ahead and
talk to you. Your test tube, baby.
You is crazy.
Oh, before we get off of here, man, make sure you follow all of us on Twitter and stuff. Ebenicia, K-Stop Beauty, Future Group 100. Bugsy, put your information out there, Bugs.
All right, the real Bugsy. My E in the real is a 3, and between all that is the underscore. So it's the_real. Replace that E with a 3, _Bugsy. Take out that S and put that Z, man. I had to change it up because there were some imitators out there, but it's only going to be one real, nigga, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Follow me at Twitter. I'll let you, boy. I talk back.
Yo, this dude is a good dude, man. He be hearing me on Skype. He a cool dude. Since Bugsy and it is Freestyle Friday, Bugsy, why don't you spit a freestyle and close us out, man? What's up?
I guess I have to close off the show. Tell them I'm not a rapper, but my 16 start to look like disasters. How they struggle with their pen and they pad to write rhymes. Struggle to make they quote a nigga. I'm a dope rhymer. Spit the lyrics. You know I'm on it, kid. I don't do this rap, but I'm better than these rap kids. So if you want it, we can battle where you at, kid. B-Town, stand what? Massacre, I'm at it, bitch. Shout out to Lush Radio. Shout out to Guru. Shout out to everybody doing their thing, man. I hold it down for y'all.
Yeah, I like that. This is all right there.
Parents should be monitoring what the fuck you're doing on the internet. I'll whoop your ass. I'll get a switch. I'ma whoop your monkey ass.
Yo, this is your boy Chubb Rock, and definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Tell me how I'm getting home. You can find to be laying down in bed alone. I can teach you how to speak my language. fucking red jacket with some zippers. Super good slid out, a package of the switches. I did it overnight, it couldn't happen any quicker. Y'all know them, well fucking me either. Report the biggest skeptic out, I make them a believer. It wouldn't be the first time I done it, throwing hundreds where I could be throwing ones, bitch, I run it. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. Far from over. One thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain. And I swear I got this shit that make these bitches go insane. So they tell me that they love me, I know better than that. It's just game, it's just what comes with the fame. And I'm ready for that, I'm just saying. But I really can't complain. Everything is kosher. Two thumbs up, Eva and Rover. I really can't see the end getting any closer. But I'll probably still be the man when everything is over. So I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your vibes on. Y'all just do not fit the picture. Turn your widescreen on. If you thinking I'ma quit before I die, dream on. Man, it treat me like a legend. Am I really this cold? I'm really too young to be feeling this old. It's about time you admit it. Who you kidding? Man, nobody's ever done it like I did it. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me.
It's your boy Special Ed, and when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Peace, this is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, it's my soul. So I can say what I want. Look, sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, sometimes I love rhyming, sometimes it gets me sick, sometimes I wanna skip the struggle and just be rich, win the lottery or something, or move a couple of bricks, but shit. Sometimes I think about jail, when I get letters from my dog in the mail. Sometimes I feel like I failed, because I'm eating, gaining weight. But my dude next to me is starving, staring at my plate. Sometimes I want to reach him, sometimes I want to teach him. Tell the kids, stay in school, study hard, live decent. But I was raised in these streets where either we moving keys, shooting threes, or you weak. Sometimes I think how long I've been doing music. Back when I couldn't get a BCD from any producer. Makes me think about why I'm still doing it. Sometimes it's for the children, they the future. Other times it's for the loot. I know you looking at me wishing that you had my job. Thinking, oh, it can't be that hard to put words together and find more words to rhyme with those. But sometimes at 5 o'clock I wish I could go home. You lucky. We're not lucky, but your life has simplicity. Mine doesn't, and I'm so contradictory. One day I wanna help, give to charities, spread out the wealth. Next day, I wanna make it, spend it all on myself. That's so real.
Sometimes I don't wanna be alone. Sometimes I wanna be on my own. Sometimes I wanna have it and drink. Sometimes I wanna smoke it, just sit there and think about what my life. Knowing I'ma die, don't know when, don't know why. No, I can't change. No, I can't cry, but I say there a lot of things through my mind sometimes.
I think about my people's division, vice lords, gangster disciples, blooding and gripping. And would we be tripping on getting ice? If we were still out fighting for civil rights. Sometimes I'm up at night thinking about my career. I wonder will I make it this year. Sometimes I wish the label wasn't so scared of making something like this a single. But in the club this ain't what I wanna hear. Some rhymes I wanna be like Mos Def and Kweli. Another verse I sound like M.O.P. God listen to me. It's popping at people that's hating on me. Mean eventually it's meant that the devil is waiting on me, huh?
This day I'm quoting biblical scriptures. Other days I walk around toting militant pistols. I spot a happy couple thinking, ooh, I want a commitment. But then I see a fat ass and think I want someone different. Sometimes I want a hoe, sometimes I like the trick. Sometimes I want a woman, sometimes I want a bitch. Sometimes I want somebody I can really kick it with. Other times I want a girl that won't say shit. I really want to bless you with knowledge. You want to vote? I want to break down the electoral college. But who the hell cares? I just tell you some garbage. Bust guns, stack one, sell drugs, hit the club. That'll get you much farther, you know?
Sometimes I don't want to be alone. Sometimes I want to be on my own. Sometimes I want to have me a drink. Sometimes I want to smoke it just to give a think about what my life. Blowing up a dime, don't know when.
Numero uno. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. And understand I got the gift of speech, and it's a blessing. So listen to the lesson I preach. I talk sense condensed into the form of a poem. Full of knowledge from my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kinda young, but my tongue speaks maturity. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played, to put it short. I got it made. I got it made. I got it. I'm outspoken, my language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool, the coolin' is off, then I'm about to spool it with the girlies that's busting it out. I'm special ed and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me, a titan, to a battle. Why, I don't need your respect, cause I got it made. Got it made. Got it made. I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted. Never boosted, never shoplifted. I got the cash, but money ain't nothing. Make $1 million every record that I cut, and my name is Special Ed, and I'm a super duper star. Every other month I get a brand new car. Got 20, that's plenty, yet I still want more. Kinda find a Honda scooter's got 74. I got the riches to fulfill my needs. Got land in the sand of the West Indies. Even got a little island of my very own. I got a frog, a dog with a solid gold bone. An account to account the amount I spent. Got a treaty with Tahiti cause I own 1%. Got gear outwear for every day. Boutique from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it really doesn't matter how much I spent. Because yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me? Really? Think, just blink, and I've made 1 million rhimes. Just imagine if you blink 1 million times. Damn, I'd be paid. I got it made. I got it made. I got it made. I'm kinda spoiled, cause everything I want I got made. I wanted gear. Got everything from cotton to suede. I wanted legs. I didn't beg, I just got laid. My hair was growing too long, so I got me a fader when my dishes got dirty. I got cascade and when the weather was hot, I got a spot in the shade. I'm wise because I rise to the top of my grade. Wanted peace on earth, so to God I prayed. Some kids across town thought I was afraid they couldn't harm me. I got the army brigade, I'm not a traitor. If what you got is greater, I'll trade, but maybe later. Cause my waiter made this tainted alligator through slaves. I got it made. I got it made. I got it made.
Yeah, if you're still listening to the show, you're just rocking out with some music on Lush Radio Online and just rocking out with you guys with some music and stuff. And, you know, we got a whole bunch of different stuff in the arsenal and stuff. So we're definitely just trying to give you guys some
some stuff that you guys can rock with tonight on Lush Radio. And this one is called Metaphor from Candy Girl. If the song will play, but I guess it doesn't want to play. I guess the switchboard doesn't want to work for me tonight. Well, we gave y'all guys enough. It's Lush Radio Online, man. I'm signing off, man. It's raining outside. See you guys. Love you. Lush Radio Online. We'll be out of here. Bam, bam.